Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 45% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 45% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You know, I do a lot of stuff in the community, whether it is giving out carbon monoxide detectors or these interior combination door locks to help keep kids with autism safe from wandering away from homes, the turkey or Thanksgiving baskets, the Easter baskets, the Christmas toys. You know, I have just been blessed to be a blessing. But I got to tell y'all, and I told this to my mama, the most meaningful thing that I've done this year so far is the brunch for black women last Saturday at the Minneapolis Club. After the election, so many black women were very down and felt defeated because we thought we were about to see the first African-American female president. We were about to witness something that our ancestors had prayed for and that we had dreamed that our grandmothers never thought would be possible. And then when the results came in and we honored those results and the numbers came back and we saw that that was not going to happen, we took that loss very personally. And I mean, up and down my timeline, it was just sadness. And I felt that, if we're going to talk honestly, from black women. And so my best friend Fanchon Good called me from Houston and she was like, Shaletta, you gotta do something. I said, girl, what you want me to do? Well, you gonna have to do something because everybody say it. Okay, everybody say it. I mean, we can all go to church. What? I hung up on her. That's a lot of responsibility to lift the spirits of all the black women in Minnesota. Girl, look, I got 4 kids and a business to run. And later on that day, I got a call from Jamela Pettifor with the exact same directive. Shaletta, you got to do something. And that's when I knew that this was an assignment from God. So I called the Minneapolis Club. I booked a room. I got a DJ. And I got two days to do this. Not even 2 days to do it. In 2 days, it got to happen. In 2 days, I got to get the word out. In 2 days, I got to get the catering. In 2 days, I got to get the drinks. In 2 days, I got to get the folks in the room. And in 2 days, it was just the most beautiful event. Hundreds of black women came, and they came with tears and sadness, and they left out filled with joy and strength to go out and keep fighting, to keep trying, to keep pushing, to keep pressing. We went from being depressed to being determined. And probably the thing that made it the most meaningful event that I've done this year so far is the way in which black women ask me, how can I help? What can I do? How can I support you? And the one thing that I wanted to do was put black female therapists in the room so that if someone wanted to talk or felt a little extra down or, you know, didn't see a way out or felt hopeless, that there was somebody that they could talk to who was a professional. And so Marley James jumped up and was like, I'm going to be there. I was like, well, wait a minute, Marley, you just had a baby. You're on maternity leave from your own job, your own practice. You can't just be coming out the house. And she was like, no, I'm going to be there. And she showed up and she helped so many of those women. And Marley, I just have to say thank you for being available. Thank you for being a light. Thank you for being a listening ear to the women who really needed to talk to you last Saturday.
I was very thankful to be there. I think it was one of those experiences that helped me as well. You know, at Reviving Roots, one of the things that we kind of bank on is community and building community, because there's not a lot of black therapists out there. So when the resources are low, community comes together and we support each other. And so it was a beautiful experience just to be a part of and see all these black women experiencing joy in the face of what feels like a really big betrayal.
Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, you are with Reviving Roots. Some people may be hearing about your company for the first time. Talk to us about Reviving Roots.
So Reviving Roots is a holistic mental health and wellness space that is Black-centered, Black-serving, and Black-affirming. So the focus of what we do is really with the understanding that just about 3% of mental health professionals are people of color, not even black, but just people of color. There's not a lot of resources out there for black folks who are looking specifically for a black therapist, for somebody who they feel like can understand them and where they're coming from. And so at Reviving Roots, we offer not only mental health therapy, but we also create spaces where there can be community through book clubs and game nights and mixers and things like that. And yoga practice, somatic practice, just things that can get people into their bodies and take care of their well-being in that way. That's kind of what we do.
Now, how long has Reviving Roots been around? Because some folks may be hearing about it for the first time.
Yeah, Reviving Roots has been around since 2019. I started it as a solo practice, really just as a way to not have a job or not have a boss as my as a therapist on my own. And it really grew into this holistic mental health practice during COVID and after George Floyd. And I know that was a really activating time for a lot of people. I had almost 100 people on my waiting list at the time for Reviving Roots. And I knew as a person on my own, I couldn't see that many people as a therapist. And so the idea popped up. Why can't I offer boxing and yoga and all of these other things that are also healing for the black community?
And that is one thing that you are doing. Reviving Roots is offering yoga as well as self-defense and free of charge on Saturdays. Talk to me about that.
Yeah. So while I was on maternity leave, my glorious team put together a Saturday kind of circuit. And so every Saturday for the last few months leading up to the election, we've been having election support groups, just to support people and their stresses and anxieties around the election and what was coming up. But that same day, we also normally have yoga practice at 10 a.m. and we have self-defense at 12 p.m. And so, you know, after the election, it really became clear that, you know, there was a lot of feelings of betrayal, a lot of feelings of sadness and fear from our community. And so we thought, why not let the community know that all of these things were happening? Because I think a lot of times when you're feeling so betrayed or feeling so afraid, you feel it in your body. And so yoga practice can help you to center and ground yourself. It's self-defense can help you to feel empowered and feel strong in your body, and to fight another day. And so that's what they came up with. And I'm really glad I walked back to work this week and saw a beautiful group of people taking care of themselves.
Wow. So give me, you got to tell me before we go, how do folks get in touch with you? Because I'm sitting up here, girl, and my phone is going off. People be texting me like I'm not really on my job, on the radio talking live. They texting me like I could just tell you to hold on and talk to them. They're like, how can I get in touch with her? How can I sign up for this class? Is it full? Is there still space available? How can folks get in touch with you at Reviving Roots?
So you can always just sign up with us at www.reviving-roots.com. Another really, really good way of staying in touch with us is through social media. So we have an Instagram page, which is Reviving Roots Therapy and Wellness. We also have a Facebook page with the same name. And if you're, you know, want to be professional with it, we got a LinkedIn page as well. And that's a really good way to get in touch with us. But I would really say, just come to class. The next one, next Saturday is our final post-election group. And so I think it'll be a really great to have a good turnout. And the more people that come, the more we know what types of things we need to continue to do. And so we have seen a really strong showing and following for this group, and so it might be something that we continue in the future, especially as we get up to the inauguration.
Well, I thank you so much again for being there for me, for the Black Woman's Brunch, and for the free yoga classes and self-defense classes that you are providing at Reviving Roots. You have a beautiful new baby. You got to tell everybody the baby's name, because your kids have some amazing names. So you did a theme. You got the S's going. I love it. I love the S thing.
Yes. So my firstborn's name is Salim, and it means peace. And the secondborn, who was just born 3 months ago, his name is Solomon.
I love it.
With the meaning of peace. So hopefully we can bring some peace into the world.
We're going to have some peace, some peace through you and the work that you do, peace through your babies. And I thank you so much for everything that you do for the community. Marlee James joining us on the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline. Welcome back after maternity leave. Girl, we missed you and we need you.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me and for uplifting our stories. I appreciate it.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Coca-Cola, 7-Up, Dr. Pepper, and Polar Seltzer, selected varieties and sizes, buy two and get three free of equal or lesser value plus CRV. Limit three free items. USDA Choice Bone-In Ribeye Steak, $7.97 per pound. Limit two packages. Creamy Hass Avocados, 77 cents each. Limit four items. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Thank you.
All right.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+. And we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of Season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.